Thank you, Madam President. First, allow us to congratulate you for assuming the presidency of the 12th meeting of state parties. Let me also convey our sincere condolences for the untimely loss of Ambassador of Peru, Ana Díaz. Madam President, although Turkey is not a signatory to the Convention of Cluster Munitions, we share the humanitarian concerns that guide global efforts to limit the indiscriminate use of weapons, including cluster munitions. We recognize and appreciate the humanitarian spirit that the Convention embodies. We are particularly concerned about the use of cluster munitions against civilians. In this regard, Turkey has actively supported the development of a protocol to the Convention of certain conventional weapons concerning cluster munitions, which would include major users and producers and strengthen the overall UN disarmament architecture. Turkey attended the signing conference of CCM and has participated as an observer in the meetings of state parties. This underscores Turkey's principled stance on this issue. I will also to reiterate that, while not a signatory, Turkey has never used, produced, imported, or transferred cluster munitions since 2005, nor does it intend to do so in the future. Turkey has reiterated this position in previous MSPs. Moreover, we have formally communicated our policy through letters addressed to key stakeholders such as UN Secretary General in 2020 and the presidents of both Second Review Conference and the 10th MSP. Madam President, we reaffirm Turkey's commitment to disarmament. As a member of all major export control regimes, we actively contribute to arms control and non-proliferation efforts. Currently, our primary focus remains on fulfilling obligations arising from the Ottawa Convention on the prohibition of the use, stockpiling, production, and transfer of antipersonal mines and on their destruction. Additionally, Turkey is committed to victim assistance, adopting an integrated approach in line with the Convention of the Rights of the Persons with Disabilities, CRPD. Madam President, in an environment of growing instability caused by regional conflicts, we would like to urge all stakeholders to refrain from actions that may lead to further erosion of existing regulations. Thank you, Madam President.